Welcome to Razzle Dazzle, a podcast about video games and pop culture with an emphasis on video games.
All right, it's Razzle Dazzle time. I'm your host, Jared.
And I'm Patrick.
And that's our sound guy over there, Joe.
Hello, hello.
And we're just going to jump right into it.
Yes.
So, Jared.
Yes.
What you playing right now?
What I'm playing right now? I'm currently playing at the very tail end of Dragon Quest XI S Definitive Edition. Well, Dragon Quest XI S... Echoes of an Elusive Age Definitive. It's a long name for the Nintendo Switch. Don't even worry about the name. Dragon Quest, my first Dragon Quest game. I love it. I am loving everything about it. With like, there's like some few gripes, but then that got quickly corrected, and I love it. It's a near perfect game. I'm like so close to 100% completion, and it's just invigorating. You know, but yeah, that's what I've been playing. What about you?
So a few days in a row now, I've been getting back into Ni no Kuni 2, first game.
Wow.
I played it a little while ago.
Right.
And for those of you who don't know what it is, it's basically Studio Ghibli, the JRPG.
Yeah.
So I've been playing that for a little bit. I was about to beat the game, but then I took a break from it because... it's got its flaws.
Hmm.
The quests are a bit annoying. Like, 75% of them are just fetch quests.
Love it.
But the story is great, so I'm getting back into it, trying to finish it out. I've also been playing a bit of Overwatch. Don't want to talk about it.
Okay, that's fair.
I've been getting back into it after 2 years, so my skill is not the greatest.
Mm-hmm.
We'll just leave it at that. And then when I'm with friends, I've actually been pulling out a lot of Mario and Sonic at the Olympic Games.
Really?
Yes. And oh my god, the new one, the Tokyo one?
Yeah, yeah.
And man, they added surfing, they added skateboarding,
and they added
rock climbing, which are all the new Olympic sports for this year.
You can play 8-bit, right?
And you can play 8-bit.
That's super cool.
The 8-bit game modes are a bit crap though.
Oh.
They're just crappier versions of the simpler crappier versions of the 3D versions of those sports.
But I'm sure it's fun to see, like, 16-bit
Eggman. Oh, yeah, like the first time.
Racing against Mario.
The first time. The first time. Yeah, my favorite has definitely got to be either karate or boxing. It's only two-player, but at the same time, it gets hype. Me and a friend were playing it. We were literally, like, screaming at each other at the Gaming Hub biweekly, and, man...
Hashtag
FGCU Gaming Hub biweekly. You guys should check them out. but regardless, speaking of Mario and Sonic the Olympic Games,
yeah,
it's a good segue for what we're talking about
Segways.
Today. We are talking about Sonic.
Sonic the Hedgehog, gotta go fast.
Sonic the Hedgehog, gotta go fast. Because there's There's some recent news with Sonic.
Yes.
Now being the movie.
Yes! Sonic the Hedgehog, the movie... 2020. Let me tell you something. I am super excited for this movie. I know video game movies don't have a good reputation, quote unquote. But ever since Detective Pikachu came out, what an amazing movie that is. And I think that's just a great way to start off this whole, I don't want to say renaissance, but I'm going to say renaissance for a lack of a better word of video game music and media.
Yeah. No, that makes sense, because like we had
Mortal Kombat
sucked, Tomb Raider sucked, Dragon Ball Dragon Ball wasn't really it's a movie based off a TV show, I guess, so never mind. Yeah, Hitman. Oh man, let's not talk about Hitman.
What are you talking about? I never heard of it. Sarcasm.
But yeah, so not the greatest movies, but Detective Pikachu was good.
Mm-hmm.
I don't personally like the way the Pokemon looked.
Are you serious?
But that's just like a personal thing.
Okay.
Like, I don't like that Pikachu has hair.
What do you mean?
It's like, because he doesn't have hair in anything else, and you can argue, yeah, it's a drawing, so they don't have hair, but, like, you can very visibly tell what things have hair. Pikachu does not have hair.
So what, is just, like, skin?
No, I'm thinking it's, like, I was thinking it was, like, it's because he's electricity, right? I thought it was going to be, like, some sort of, like, metal maybe, or some sort of rubber, just not fur. Listen, I mean, when you look at Pikachu in like the anime, right, you don't think of hair.
You don't.
There's no hair there. That's.
We have. Okay. Have you ever seen. This is one of Ash's rivals in, like, Johto. He has his own Pikachu. I forget his name. He has, like, a little spiky hair thing going on. There's a spiky Pichu. Spiky, eared Pichu.
Well, yeah, but. No.
Okay.
it's not their entire body is covered in hair.
Okay.
All right, whatever. But we're going to move on. We're going to move on from this. We're talking about Sonic.
Yeah, speaking of designs, the change between the original design for the movie for Sonic and now, what a drastic change, and I am so happy for it.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
I absolutely love how he looks now.
Oh, it's,
you know?
It's really good. Because like, they brought
a comparison.
Yeah, looking at the comparison right now, it's actually Sonic, right? Instead of a hideous monster.
Wow. You know, honestly, this is my honest opinion. I don't think the old design was that bad. Now hold on. It's like for me, it's like looking at a pug. They're kind of cute, but yet you know they're ugly. They're like an ugly
except
cute.
Except most people's problem with the old Sonic was that it wasn't Sonic.
I get it.
So, and that's why I didn't like it, because it's just disgusting. But hey, I'm really happy because they brought on I believe the guy who did this was one of the guys from Sonic Mania, right? They brought along one of the guys who I think worked on Sonic Mania.
No,
I may
idea.
Be wrong.
No idea.
But
I know.
I heard they brought on someone.
The director is Jeff Fowler.
Well, I don't know if it's
this
they brought
his
on
first film.
Oh.
Yeah.
Now I'm scared.
Wow.
I mean, hey, it's movies are hard.
Yes, they are.
I went to film school.
Okay.
Now I'm not in film school.
Oh, okay.
So
there we go.
There's movies are hard. I fully respect how difficult it is to make a movie. So
right,
especially
right.
when it's your first, like you make a great first movie, but that's rare.
I mean, Sonic the Hedgehog is a 90s platforming action game where the main plot is rescuing animals from an evil scientist trying to take over the world with said animals. It's a pretty basic plot line, you know?
But is he doing that in the movie, though? I don't think he's doing that in the movie.
No,
in the movie, he just wants to catch Sonic.
In the movie, yeah, it's Sonic trying to get back home while being chased by Eggman and the government. But whatever, it's still. It's like Sonic X. In a way, like it's the premise is kind of similar to Sonic X, I think, because in Sonic X, it's Sonic and friends and Eggman, got transported by accident to our world from Mobius to our world, and then just trying to get back. Eggman, of course, stopping Sonic from getting the Chaos Emeralds because he wants them. Yada yada yada. Whatever, you know, it's just him trying to get back home.
Okay,
from my understanding. You know, and
isn't it great that Sonic knows the president?
Yes. Yes, in multiple occasions.
Sorry,
Sonic Adventure 2, Shadow the Hedgehog.
Yeah, I mean,
the game.
He's it's weird to me. It's like this bipedal, very fast animal, pals with the United States president, but specifically the United States president, obviously, because like there's no other presidents in the world in the video game world,
right?
In the movie world, it's always just one president. It's the United States president.
Yeah.
Sometimes you may have another president. Sometimes it's Morgan Freeman. Sometimes you may have a president from another country, but there is also the president of the United States.
Yes.
It's very rare that you have a movie or game where it's the president or prime minister of not U.S.
What is your favorite Sonic game?
What is my favorite Sonic game?
Yes.
Like, I have two, kind of, for different reasons. Sonic Adventure 2 is my favorite because of how goofy it is.
It is, yeah.
Yeah, goofy is, I mean,
a good word for it.
I mean, people still play it just because it's goofy.
Yeah.
I love how goofy it is.
It's fun.
And it, and then, but like my actual favorite one to play, it's the only one that I have quick access to, as you know, Sonic Colors.
Sonic Colors is my favorite Sonic game of all time, but for the Wii.
Yeah, I have it for the DS.
Which is not the Wii.
Or DSi, rather. But, I mean, it's
not
it's
the
fun.
Same game.
It's fun. I mean, Sonic was meant to be, like, I don't think Sonic was, well, it didn't start as a console game, but it totally wasn't meant to be a console game. It was total, just by the way it plays, that's a handheld game.
Hold on a second.
That's a handheld game.
You said...
Correct me if I'm wrong, but didn't Sonic originally come out on the Sega Genesis?
Yes.
I am aware, but like when you play the game, when you hold that handheld console, it feels so much more right than holding a controller and looking at a TV.
You
maybe now.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. Sonic is a handheld game.
Sonic was one
so
of those.
When I got Sonic Colors on the DSi, it was great. It was fun. I mean, getting those little dudes to power you up in different ways.
The dudes.
What are they?
The wisps?
The wisps. Yes. Oh my goodness. And then the last boss mission was disgusting, but the boss mission before that, that was some good stuff.
You know, for every sale of the Genesis, it came with a copy of Sonic.
Oh no,
Hedgehog,
yeah.
Right?
I'm not going to talk about it now, but okay. Somewhat to do with the game later.
Okay, that's fine. That is totally fine. The reason why I love Sonic Colors for the Wii, it's because of how fun it is. I think it does a great job of capturing how modern Sonic is played. You know, 3D. There's some 2D sessions too, which are a bit like a little rough, but I still have a great time even with the Wii's controllers. You know, all you have to do is press one button on the actual Wii and move with the nunchuck. The soundtrack for that game, Reach for the Stars, what an amazing song. Whenever I go out on a run, that's like what I play, like on my headphones, on whatever. I have a special a playlist of Sonic songs whenever I go out for a run.
You know, I mean, it makes sense, you know, Sonic going on a run.
Gotta go fast, you know?
You gotta go fast.
But not...
But sometimes you don't gotta go fast in a run. Sometimes you gotta keep a steady pace, you know?
Don't tell him that.
I'm the cross-country runner here, so, like...
That's fair. That is totally fair. But I think Sonic in modern and in 2D games, they do a really good job most of the time, more in 2D than 3D. I say that because there are quite a few 3D games that aren't
greatest. Is there a good 3D game?
Yeah, Sonic Colors.
Sonic Colors is 3D?
For the Wii, yes.
Oh, I didn't
even
know.
That's Sonic.
I didn't know that. Yeah, Sonic Colors for the DS is only 2D.
Oh, okay. See, I didn't know that.
There's
also Sonic Generations. Sonic Forces.
I don't know about Generations.
Generations.
I don't know about Forces.
What do you... Okay.
I don't know. I just...
I think that this is just me because I've 100%ed Sonic Forces. I think it's a really, really fun time, and it's basic. It's just run through the level, do a few like little things, and then you're done. You know? It's just straight, simple, to the point. And so again, soundtrack, amazing. They kill it. And spoilers for Sonic Forces... Eggman wins. In the beginning of the game, Eggman conquers 99% of the world. And now, it's up to Sonic and friends, and your own character, your OC, quote-unquote, to take it back. That's like one of the most intense storylines for Sonic, I think. That can make sense, I guess.
I clearly wasn't paying attention when I played this game.
Dude, and it released alongside Sonic Mania. So... A great 2D game. A great 2D game.
Yep.
Coming along with I think, a good 3D game. That's just my little TED talk right there. That's my little rant.
No, I get what you're saying. I get what you're saying.
I love Sonic the Hedgehog. And I am super excited for this movie. This is not even his first movie. His first movie was a OVA. It was like a two-episode special that came out in 1996 in Japan, but it came out to America in 1999. The best thing about that movie, Knuckles wears a cowboy hat.
Hold on.
Knuckles wears a cowboy hat, and it's just, you know, it's great.
I mean, Knuckles is probably the one you can attribute most to what people, or I don't know. I was going to stretch and say something about him being American, but, like, who knows, actually.
He was supposed to be Jamaican.
He was supposed to be Jamaican?
Yeah, but they were like, no, that's not.
So he is American.
I don't know, man. He's an echidna.
That is true. Where are echidnas?
What are they?
Where are they?
I don't know, man.
America.
Are
hedgehogs in Japan? I know there's foxes
actually,
in Japan, right?
Actually, fun fact, Sonic the Hedgehog first came out in America, like, by a few months, I think.
Really?
I could be wrong, but he was more centered to be American, even though created by Sega, which is a Japanese company, but yeah. Yeah, Sonic wasn't even supposed to be a hedgehog at first. There was a contest, I guess, like
here,
a poll.
We're covering a lot of facts and a lot of ground.
Sorry.
So you want to get into the game
we're
before
going
we continue?
Fast.
I mean, we're covering a lot of ground, and I feel like I'm afraid if one of the game answers get questioned, or get one of the game questions get answered.
Right.
So let's just jump into the game.
Oh, you use one? Okay, I understand.
Okay, just so we don't accidentally answer these questions, you know?
Right.
So this is
two.
Sound
guy.
You know what? I'll allow it.
Awesome.
All right, so this is, do you know this game, Sonic the Hedgehog Edition? So I've prepared 12 questions.
12.
They are all at least somewhat related to Sonic the Hedgehog.
Somewhat.
That is what I would hope.
So, you guys ready?
Yes.
All right. Yes, sir.
Hit me.
What year was the first Sonic the Hedgehog game released?
1996.
No.
Wow.
No.
1991.
What do you think?
I'm going to go ahead and say 1993.
It was 1991, but you looked at your laptop, so I'm shutting this.
That's just for the movie.
Nope. I'm shutting your laptop. So,
sure.
Yeah, it was 1991.
But I said 1991.
Number two,
I got that right.
Sonic was made to compete with Mario as a mascot.
Yes.
To which Sega character did he replace?
Alex the Kid.
It was Alex the Kid.
Yep.
Bonus points.
Hmm.
Who was Alex the Kid made to replace the Sega's mascot?
I don't remember this.
I have no clue at all.
It's Appa Appa from Fantasy Zone, a really old arcade game. I dug deep for this stuff.
Wow.
Number three, how bad is it that Sega couldn't get their mascot right until the third try?
I'm going to go ahead and say very bad.
That's true. Because, again, he wasn't even supposed to be a hedgehog at first.
Well, sorry, you guys are close, but it's actually not bad at all since third time's the charm.
When you're making a movie, I don't think people are going to be that forgiving.
Well, when you're making a mascot, people are totally forgiving. Once they get something to get behind, which goes into how, like, you know, Sonic was given for free because Sega made Sonic to kill Alex the Kid.
And to compete with Mario.
Anyway, number four. Which of these is not an animal type found in Sonic games? A bee, chameleon, dog, armadillo, or squirrel?
Squirrel. Actually, no, that's not true.
There is no bee.
Yeah, there is. Charmy. Mm. And there's a squirrel in the comics. It's like his love interest. All those are in Sonic games. Even a bear. Even a dog. In Sonic Forces.
I didn't say a bear.
Oh, I'm sorry.
But, is there a dog in Sonic Forces?
Yes, you can play as a dog.
They need an
OC character.
Oh, well, no. I mean, like, an already established character.
Oh, I'm sorry. Then the dog.
It's the dog. Mm. You confused me. It's the dog.
I'm spitting facts that you
because
don't even
there's,
know.
There's Charmy B, Espio
yes.
the Chameleon
mm-hmm.
are both part of Chaotix. And
yes.
then there's also Mighty the Armadillo and Ray the Flying Squirrel.
That's true. Oh, right. Ray. Oh, I completely forgot.
Number five. Why does the Sonic series still exist?
What?
Why does the Sonic series still exist?
Are you asking for a, like, as a business standpoint, why do people still buy the
games?
Why
does Sonic the series exist?
Well, I know Sega and the Sonic team are like,
this is one of my
like
not
to have fun.
This is one of my not serious questions.
Oh, okay.
Well, I'm assuming memes or something. I don't know.
Because Sega can't let go of the past. Number 6, Dr. Eggman was referred to by his surname in the U.S. without consent of the developers, leading to character being named Dr. Eggman in every other game after that.
Mm-hmm.
What's Eggman's surname?
Ivo Robotnik. Duh.
It's
Dr. Ivo Robotnik.
There you go. Number 7, how many eggs did Robotnik have to eat to become Eggman?
A lot.
Enough.
One,
a whole lot.
One freakishly rotten one, which goes into number 8, the 13-page document of Sonic's lore and backstory is colloquially known
pages.
As what?
I remember this.
What is the Constitution of the United States?
Close.
Repeat it?
The 13-page document of Sonic's lore and backstory is colloquially known as what?
The Bible.
Sonic the Hedgehog Bible.
That's right.
Sonic the Hedgehog Bible.
Yeah.
I was making a stupid joke, and I got a point.
Mm-hmm.
Number 9, how many eggs do you have to eat to become Eggman?
One rotten one. Actually, I'm pretty skinny, so I gotta eat like 3.
The correct answer is one freakishly rotted one that you kept beside your radioactive emeralds.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, you don't have radioactive emeralds? Well, sorry, I guess that means you can't have the sexy bod, which is Eggman bod.
Damn.
Number 10. Which of these Sonic characters or which of these games or characters did Sonic not have a crossover with? Mega Man, Pac-Man, Hello Kitty, Angry Birds, or Lego?
Oof.
Wow.
Mega Man, Pac-Man, Hello Kitty, Angry Birds, or Lego?
I'll believe the Lego.
No, I don't. I think I ruled out Lego because I'm pretty sure there was Sonic Lego sets. I'm gonna go ahead and say he didn't pair with Pac-Man.
Smash.
Well, no, Smash doesn't count.
Oh, never mind.
Smash doesn't count.
I'm lost.
That's not technically a crossover.
Hello Kitty.
There is actually a Sonic Hello Kitty crossover. The correct answer is Mega Man.
Really?
Yeah.
You would think with the blue guys.
You'd think that they're both Sega. Yeah.
What? Whoa, correct yourself.
Right? No, sorry. Mega Man's Capcom. Sorry. I never said that. Anyway, yeah, so there's actually, they've released a Sonic Hello Kitty plush in 2012, which led to a lot of questioning. But then it was immediately forgotten. But anyway, number 11. The 26 episodes Sonic the Hedgehog TV series was inspired by which other animated show?
Oh, man. The Adventures of Sonic the Hedgehog?
I forgot the name. I didn't write it down.
Okay.
But it's the one that is. It's the first TV show that came out.
I'm pretty sure it's the event. Oh, yeah. Dude, I don't even know.
Batman the Animated Series.
Wow.
I can see that. I can see the similar artistic styles.
Really?
I can see that very much.
What a great show.
And then, last question. Which song is the most boppin' in Sonic?
City Escape. Or, Gotta Go Fast, the theme song for Sonic X, you know?
Yeah, I'm gonna go with Gotta Go Fast.
The correct answer is, I mean, which ones aren't boppin'?
You're not wrong.
They're all good.
Wrong.
Except with, like, few exceptions. But, like, good stuff.
You're not wrong.
Anyway, that was my game that I already forgot the title of.
Speaking of songs, have you heard the song made for this Sonic movie by like different rappers or whatever?
What's the Mr. Worldwide? Forget his name.
Pitbull.
Isn't it Pitbull's cover of something? No.
No, it's made by
that's
like
a different
handful
movie.
Of rappers. Yes. It's not that great. The visuals were cool, but it's not that great. I don't think so, because I'm just not into that type of music, but, you know.
I mean, I don't know. It doesn't sound, it's like, you think Sonic, and you think all those Sonic songs, and then you hear this one song, and you're like, I don't know if the people who made this movie played a Sonic game.
Wow.
I wouldn't put it past rappers making a song for Sonic, because Lil Uzi Vert was the Green Lantern in the Teen Titans Go movie.
You're so right.
Yeah.
Wow.
Thank God I know that.
Wow.
Was he actually?
Yes. Yes, he was.
That's pretty amusing.
And I think he even made a song. He made a short little rap about it, I think.
God.
Okay. I mean, my problem with the song is just that it doesn't... It just doesn't sound like it fits. At least that's my personal opinion. But...
Are you excited for this movie?
I'm not unexcited. It's one of those movies where I'm like, I'm fine with watching.
Like, you'll watch it, but you're not dying. You're not going to watch it opening night.
I'm not going to, like, push people over to go see it.
Right. Madam Raz's homework. Who is going to be your Valentine's? Because mine is Sonic the Hedgehog, because that's when it comes out. Hashtag ad, hashtag not an ad, hashtag could be an ad.
Plays the cat. Let's head out of here.